Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
You have two shots. Twice a day, we're going to give you a shot at winning up to $1,000 after Labor Day. And at this time, tomorrow morning, former American Idol, YouTube sensation, and soon-to-be television sensation, Todrick Hall, a.k.a. Toddy Rockstar.
Our buddy.
A.k.a. our best friend is going to be on the show to let us know about his new show on MTV.
Yep.
And Wake Up Week is coming up, you guys.
Yes.
Yay.
It's presented by Pilot Pens, incredible friction clicker, erasable pens. How cool is that? You can erase
a pen. Wow.
We're going to wake up your kids this school year because it's tough to wake up, especially the high school and middle school kids.
I had a hard time getting up.
They don't like getting up. You're going to score $250 in school supplies and $250 for your favorite teacher from Pilot Pen, plus a supply of friction clicker erasable pens to help erase the back-to-school stress. And parents, if your kids won't get up, you can nominate them at KidNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have an example.
Don't tell them.
Of a mom who attempted to do her very own wake-up. She tried to wake up her kid with a parody song to Silento's Watch Me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Check this out.
You already know who it is. Hey, hey, your mama. Your mama. Your mama. What? Don't it wake up with. Get up. Because it's your freshman year.
That's so fun.
We'll put the whole video up at KidNation.com.
She's dancing and has sunglasses on.
Yeah, we have the full song, and he ends up getting up and dancing with his mom towards the end. Yeah, like he gets up and actually does it with her.
That's
so you can
cool.
tell that mama loves her kid, and he got up and got to school on time.
That's cool.
Freshman. That dude's a freshman, and he's like 6 foot tall.
Oh, my gosh. He has a full Cavs themed bedroom.
Yeah.
You see that?
Uh-huh.
Painted, like, with the Cavs logo.
We had a LeBron Miami Heat.
Yeah.
Like the old
he's
school.
Very confused.
Yeah. Well, he probably just likes LeBron James.
Yeah.
Big Al Mac.
Yeah, man.
It's a sad day for you.
It is. It is. This past weekend.
You broke up.
Was my final shave for my man Corey. Let me go back a little bit. My girlfriend bought me this gift certificate to go to get a free shave at this place called Artist Shaving. It's in a lot of malls. And it was like $35. And so I said, at first I'm like, oh, that's very nice, baby. I appreciate it. But I'm like, who goes to the mall to get a shave?
Right, it's
weird.
You
know, it's a lot of trouble. You got to park and blah, blah, blah. And so finally, like a month and a half later, I went and I had this for the very first time where they sit you down in that one chair in the store and they rub your face. And
tell us how it works because most girls haven't been
there. Yeah, they rub your shoulders. He rubs this some type of ointment on your face and they put the hot towel on there to open up the pores or something like that.
Oh, and they wear fancy clothes.
Yeah, he wears a suit, vest, tie, and the whole thing.
Is it weird when a dude's rubbing your shoulders the first time you went?
At first it was because I didn't know what to expect,
right.
But I came to fall in love with this whole process. It is a 30-minute, it's a process.
I didn't fall in love with the process.
You fell in love with
Corey. Love with the man.
I did, because he's very personable, and it's, some half time I end up going to sleep.
It looks very spa-like and nice.
Yeah, it is. And you're the only guy's the thing. They only have one chair in each location that I know of.
Oh.
So you're the only guy in there doing this. Other people are like shopping around you. But
you're very special.
Yeah. So anyway, Corey is a former, I guess, current backup dancer for Vanilla Ice.
He does tour, I guess, if he needs. If the establishment has room for more than his little sound system.
And if Vanilla Ice has enough money to pay his dancer.
Dude, Vanilla Ice got it going on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, he does?
So Vanilla, since they've known each other for years, Vanilla Ice needed another person to be on his TV show. And he called Corey up, my barber, shaver, and said, would you like to be on the show? And he said, yes. So he's moving to, he's relocating to Orlando for like 6 months, I believe it is, at least. And he's going to be on this season of Vanilla Ice's TV show.
Van Winkle stealing your man.
Yeah. So meanwhile, I'm happy for him. But for the past 2 years, this guy's been shaving my face. And now he's leaving. So
you tell him everything.
I've got a big void in my heart. So I decided to write a little song. And I got a couple of my friends to sing backup. And so we went to the mall for my final shave this Sunday. And we sang the song and dedicated it to Corey. Then we're right in the middle of the store after my shave.
Yeah.
And kind of a barbershop quartet minus one. It was three. Triplet. And yeah, it was three, me and two backup dancers.
Who are these guys you got?
Carlton, who sings karaoke at my bar all the time. And Jonathan, another guy that sings karaoke.
Oh, so you got professionals kind of.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll sing. And I wrote this song. It's a minute and a half. I wrote this song to the tune of It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. But It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to My Barber. So here we go.
Rhymes.
Yeah.
Here we go.
How can...
Good start.
Yeah. How do I say goodbye to my barber? I'm a little off. He lays me down in his chair to shave my hair. Man, they're good.
Wow.
His caress across my whiskers makes my girlfriend smile when I'm against her. It's so hard to say goodbye to my barber.
What?
Okay, last verse. And I know... Sometimes your pinky would go into my nostril and come out with something moist and colossal. And my breath was sometimes foul. But you covered my face with that hot towel. It's so hard to say goodbye to my barber.
Those backup singers were great.
Oh, the backup was on point.
We rehearsed a total of one time.
If we could just find a good singer.
A good lead singer. That would be great. We called boys to come in to see if they could come in, but they weren't available.
Did he cry out?
Tears?
Did you guys cry?
No. I think he's actually leaving town today, I think.
You didn't cry?
No. It was emotional. We hugged. Yeah. A man hug, you know.
It's okay if you did.
I wish him luck, though. Y'all check him out.
Where are you going to go from here?
I don't know, Jenna.
What are you going
to
do?
Why don't you just support the business and whoever comes along next?
It's not Carlton.
Corey.
It's not Corey.
Yeah.
Carlton's the singer.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where I land.
Maybe we'll have a bachelor type thing for your barber.
A shave off.
Yeah.
Shave off.
We'll find you the right guy, Al.
Yeah.
You just hand out little
roses. Well, I guess.
No, not roses.
What cream?
The single blade.
The blade.
Just hand out blades.
Little razors.
Yeah. Each week.
That's safe.
We'll find you somebody, Al. It'll be okay.
Man. Thanks, man.
I'm sorry.
The search begins.
So that's something that went down over the summer with Big Al Mack.
Yep.
He and his barber. Had to do the breakup thing because the barber got a better job.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Does That Make Me Crazy is coming up in about 20 minutes. Make sure you got yours ready. If you do that one thing, you think it's normal, but your friends tend to tell you, no, nobody does that. We'll let you know if you're crazy. Make sure you have that handy.
Got it.
Kelly, what are you working on for the Showbiz Top 5?
Oh, JC. Wow. Give me some time.
Well, that's
actually, Justin Bieber forbidden from doing something as he promotes his new music.
Ooh.
By his management team. Management team.
That's coming up in less than an hour, actually, right there. And why did Elena, our phone screener, our Tinder expert, our selfie queen, why did she cut Trey's hair from production?
Oh, no.
And does it look good? Some would say it looks all right.
Oh, that's Trey? The new guy.
She might have a future in the haircutting world.
No, she probably needs a little more training.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more training.
Could have asked us. We
took part.
We did this summer.
Yeah.
Right.
We got a lot of messages, you know, once school starts from people going, hey, what happened to this? Or what did you guys do that? Because... Some people get summer breaks, or you go on vacation, or you get a different job.
Yeah.
A lot of teachers don't miss the show because it's summertime. You want to sleep in and get all that sleep before the school starts again.
Right.
We did do a haircutting challenge this summer. And we found out that in this studio, Jenna is the best hair cutter.
Mm-hmm. That's relative. I mean, that was just by comparison, I think. That angled bob was very difficult and didn't turn out great, but it was all
right. Right. It looked. I thought it looked excellent, Jenna. Like it looked like, didn't it look like a professional did it?
Yeah,
I think
yeah,
they all
sure.
pretty much walked out of looking close to what they looked like when they came in.
Yeah, Kelly, Al, and I were very scared to cut the hair.
Yeah,
and I
so
know I was.
We didn't do much cutting. We just did. I don't even know
we
what I did.
We just did a little trim work.
I cut a lot, but she was fearless.
Yeah,
which was cool. And the styling, I think, is what helped me the most. You know, because I did the blowout and
yeah,
put
for
some
sure.
cream
I,
styling
yeah,
cream
I
on
know
it.
About that.
Yeah,
yeah. I think I just talked to her for an hour. Is what I did.
Mm-hmm.
But here are some of the things that went on during the summer that you may have missed. Like our big break winner, Cheyenne Goss.
Yeah.
She has a single with a music video. She was here for an entire week. She worked with Linda Septian, who's a vocal coach to the stars like Demi Lovato and Selena Gomez. She's worked with Destiny's Child. She's got her American Idol audition coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
You might end up seeing this young lady on the TV for the last season of American Idol. And she definitely has it. Because she's got a voice on her. And I see her. She's been posting a lot. She's been working.
Yeah, looks, got the personality.
Yeah, she's got it all.
Talent,
got the package,
she's
man.
The package.
Got the package, yep.
Now, what went on during the summer at the Mat, Big Al Mac?
Well,
your
if,
bar?
You, if you'll remember, about 6 weeks ago, I had a court date. I had to go to court because my deck that I built out front is 4 inches too high over city code. So
right.
I went to court because of this 4 inches.
Yeah.
And lost. Basically.
You lost the court case.
Yeah,
lost the court case. Taking it out, or how does that work?
Yeah,
actually,
it.
I got a meeting today.
Yeah.
So,
and so that's the bar.
That's one thing. Yeah.
What happened to the beer bucket, which is your other bar in Mexico, Al?
Oh, boy. Well, after 7 years, my lease was not renewed, and they decided to rent to someone else. So I no longer own the beer bucket in Playa del Carmen.
But don't worry, it's coming back.
But the beer bucket's going to be there, right?
Yeah, all right. It'll be bigger and better than ever.
Apparently somebody else is going to open it up, and they've made it way better, and they opened up the kitchen, and it's bigger.
Oh, it's great. Right. It's fantastic.
And according to Al's old employees, way better than ever.
Yeah, fine.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Love it. Yeah.
My summer was pretty tame. Nothing crazy went down. My wife and I took a trip to St. John, and we caught a lobster, and we cooked it.
You caught and killed and ate?
That's how you hunt, Kelly.
Oh,
that's
man.
How you live.
Do we, man.
Come
man.
On now. And
those lobsters are so cute in the tank all the time.
Well, this one was from the sea.
Aww.
And it was spiky and it cut me. And I also got
he
in
was
on.
Fighting to the end.
Yeah, he was. He really was. Like when I was holding him before we cooked him, he started snapping at me. Like
yeah.
he knew
what
well,
that's
was happening.
What they do, man.
Man.
You put me some boiling hot water, I'm going to do that too.
And I bought myself
Did
one
you
of
hear
those.
It scream?
When you put them in there, it kind of goes. But it might be the steam. It might be the steam.
No, they're screaming.
Oh, is it? I thought it was the steam. That's what I read.
No, it's a screaming lobster. It's actually a great name for a band.
You've never had lobster, Kelly?
I have, but I haven't, like, I just have a...
You weren't there.
You know that's how they did it?
Yeah.
I know. I don't want to think about it. I couldn't be the one responsible.
Watching videos of people cook lobster in their kitchen,
so awful.
When they drop them in boiling water and they try and get out, it just sounds horrible.
Yeah. You got to hold it down.
Can't you do it a different way? Yeah.
Like you got to close lid. The lid.
Like thump it over her head or something, put it out of its
right?
misery?
I don't know. I don't know how you do this. I had somebody there that does it all the time do it. Help me out with it.
I'm not depressed.
Heartless
I'd
lobster.
I'd rather be
summer.
Knocked out before I was born
I would too.
Alive.
I would too. But
I
don't know how
this I got depressed.
They have a shell. I bought a hoverboard as well.
Oh, yeah, the glider. The glider.
Yeah, I got in on that early. Now everybody's getting it. Wiz Khalifa's getting it. Other people. That's what Wiz Khalifa got in trouble at the airport with.
Yeah.
So I got one of those. And my son pooped at a water park. And
we cleared that thing down.
Cleared the entire water park. And then we found a lady who was there later that night. And she was talking about it. So that was probably the most embarrassing thing that happened to us.
Okay.
And now on to Jenna.
Yes, okay, so my summer. I started boxing at the beginning of the summer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
And that was one of the, I'm still sticking with it, not as many times a week as I used to, but.
I've seen a lot of messages, Jenna, of people saying, how do you get those arms, Jenna?
I guess boxing.
From the boxing.
Yeah, I think definitely. So, definitely boxing. I work out, but not every day. But
boxing.
Yeah, boxing, it did
the
it for boxing. Me. I needed to box, I needed a break from the gym, and if you haven't checked out boxing and you're kind of competitive and like the athletic workout, it's the best thing I've ever done. I wish I would have done it years
right.
ago. So I'm going to stick with that at least
Good.
Once or twice a week, forever,
yeah.
as long as I can. Love it. I got to go on a lifetime kind of trip with my best girlfriend to Cuba.
Cuba.
How Holland and Jenna got their groove back. That's what we said.
And Jenna said there's only cash in Cuba, right?
Only cash. Don't take credit cards. Now we're legally able to travel there, and the landscape of that place is going to change so much, I'm sure. There's a cruise line set go there. A Carnival cruise is going to start going to Cuba, so that's going to change. There were no boats on the water when I was there.
Contrary to what a lot of people think, no drugs in Cuba.
No drugs in Cuba.
Aww. Sorry,
why are you on?
Really safe. Yeah, really safe. Really, really
cool
Cuban
trip. Cigars, huh?
Yeah.
We just said I won the haircut challenge.
Yeah.
That was a big competition we had on the show.
But the biggest news of the summer.
Yes, yes. Max is dead.
Jeez, Jenna.
Max is dead. My pug Maximus, I had to put him to sleep.
Yeah.
He's been real sick since January of this year, and it went downhill. But I'm telling you, if you have an elderly dog, live like it's your last day with him, because that's what I did for the 6 months. I thought I had a year. But from the moment I knew that, I did some really cool things. Kelly and your wife, Kenzie, actually came to the Denim birthday party we had, his 11th birthday. He made it till 11. Then he went blind and deaf and got a hole in his eye, and we had to put him, we had to put him to sleep.
Oh, question from Twitter.
A hole in your eye?
It's just some sort of, that happens with the dogs. It's bad.
Oh, man.
A question from Twitter, Jenna. Did Max ever get to ride in the convertible?
Nobody asking this.
The one thing I wanted was to take, he loved to go cruising.
I told you, just put him in your car and roll the windows
down. Al has five cars and an old convertible. It was my dream on a Sunday just to go pick up Al's car for an hour and cruise Maximus around. You know, so he could feel the wind in his ears.
He loved convertibles.
He couldn't see. So.
Hashtag black people don't loan out their cars.
The only word Max said was convertible.
Yeah, that's all he wanted. That's all. He actually was saying that to me as he was slowly drifting off into his forever sleep.
Yeah, that's the only word he ever said.
As he was drifting off into his forever sleep, he just said, "Big Al." So there's that.
But Jenna's okay. You're okay, right?
I keep taking him on vacation with me every time I leave.
Jenna had Max's ashes
in Puerto Vallarta.
In Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah, a little piece of him in a pill bottle, and that I still haven't left him anywhere.
Okay.
I just keep smuggling him into different countries and bringing him home.
That's why you keep getting searched, probably.
You declare him?
Yeah. Dead pug. I'm declaring my dead pug.
Yeah.
And Kelly Raspberry, what went on during your summer?
Wow. Well, at the beginning of summer, I celebrated my 21st anniversary on the show.
Nice.
21 days.
I let that come and go because, you know, I had such a big celebration on the 20th, you know. So the 21st year on the show, that was pretty fun.
That's Radio Kelly Can Drink.
It was like May 31st.
Yeah.
You know, that's how we kicked off the summer, right? And I started off the summer with a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And that
nice.
Was really fun.
But you met on Tinder,
we called
right?
him Tinder Wolf because I met him on Tinder. Yeah. We were so in love.
Mm-hmm. We actually had this poll going. I still have the sheet around the office because a lot of people haven't paid
up. A lot of people haven't paid
towards
everyone was betting on engagement dates.
Yeah, we were all thought that. We all thought that, but didn't. So anyway, went to... I think he was thinking that for a minute, but it didn't work out. So anyway, so I went to Colorado.
That's right, we did.
Durango, Colorado, where, you know, it's legal to buy marijuana. And so I went to a little store there, and still, you know, I just never bought marijuana, smoked marijuana, never tried marijuana. It's just I really haven't. People have a really hard time believing that that is true, but that is the case.
It's very true.
And I went to a store there. It was very, it was like the Apple store of marijuana. They had all these little displays. It was very clean and very classy.
I'm glad you got to see that side of it.
It was very classy. And they, you know, there's different kinds of pot for different needs. Like if you want to veg out and chill, there's a pot for that. We saw Snoop Dogg's line of pot.
Mm-hmm.
We saw one that actually makes you more mentally alert. I didn't even know that was possible with marijuana.
Yeah, speedy pot.
But they also have edibles.
Right.
And, you know, I wanted to, like, know what it's like to buy marijuana. So I bought the little gummy bears and gave them to our driver because he was really excited about that. And that was his tip.
So you bought and sold?
I bought and sold. Well,
yeah,
no, I didn't,
you didn't sell.
Sell.
No, she
I
gave.
Bought, gifted. I provided.
And gifted.
She's like,
I was the mule? Was that make me a mule? I don't
I
know what that
so.
Makes me.
I think so. Well,
you're like the weed Santa Claus.
Legally purchased marijuana gummy bears, but I did not consume them.
How did, okay.
And Al will vouch for
she
me
She did
that.
Not. I was right there next
How
to
How did your dad take that news?
We just don't talk about it. So I went to New York City with my daughter.
Yeah.
That was fun. We did Central Park. We did the Empire State Building. I took her to a couple of Broadway shows. She hailed her first taxi cab. She had her street vendor sausage. It was great. Mm. Turned around 2 weeks later and took my niece to New York because that was her graduation from high school. Bye-bye, you're going to college presents. Me and my niece Riley went and did the double-decker bus tour. Did another. Well, honey, I'm broke because I also remodeled my kitchen. I am officially broke. I wish everybody, I hope that I'm putting this out in the universe, everybody who owes me money is going to pay me back.
Good luck.
Yeah, good luck getting that. Yeah.
Does Kelly owe you money on the pool?
No,
no,
she
didn't bet.
She wasn't in it. Yeah, but like more than half the office.
So yeah, and I also got dumped. So there's that.
All right.
Kelly's single again.
I'm single again.
Back on the prowl. Oh,
I haven't rejoined Tinder. I don't know. I haven't had the nerve to turn that back on yet.
Yeah.
Maybe I will.
Are you still in the country club thing?
I am in the country club, but I downgraded my membership.
Oh, you did?
Paperwork yesterday. I don't really go a lot. I thought it would be a fun thing for my daughter to have to go in the summer. And
yeah.
I thought I was getting married to somebody who had children. So I thought it'd be a fun thing for us all to do. But
I
since
never
that
connected
really
those
out,
dots.
Yeah.
Yay!
I downgraded
girls
my
do.
Membership.
Sometimes I notice that with girlfriends. Sometimes
you get caught
they start
up in the moment.
They're like, they start buying stuff. You know, they start planning on things.
You remodel your kitchen to accommodate a bigger family.
The name
right.
on the locker, did the name
that.
On the locker say Mr. and Mrs. Tinderbill?
No.
Bear? Whatever it is?
Wolf?
No.
Wolf.
You can't even remember.
I found out at the beginning of the summer that my girlfriend is going to be moving to Detroit.
Oh, yeah, that's sad, Al. I'm
for
sorry.
3 years. So we've still been dating at this point almost 3 years.
You going to do the long distance thing?
Yeah.
Everybody's wondering.
I guess that's what we got to do.
Or
Dr. X, girlfriend.
So she's going to be moving to Detroit, not for another 11 months, but
counting down the months, are you?
She's, well, I mean, that's what it is. And
maybe we could just let this Kelly bet thing ride, you know, all the money that people haven't paid, and we can just let it ride and bet
who still
on
owes
the
you?
Breakup.
Who still owes you? Call them out.
No, yeah, who owes you $10, Jenna?
Oh, let's see. We got Lacey, Claudia.
Claudia.
Claudia, even though I owe her like 100. Claudia, you owe me 10.
And Claudia handles the money here.
Well, just now you owe her 9. Yeah. 90.
Amy, Al, you still haven't paid me for Mike.
Who did I pay you for?
For our Kid Nation member, Mike Weaver, who said he gave you money.
He gave me money.
He gave me money for him and for you.
I bought gas with it or something.
Yeah. So you paid me some. You still owe me some.
Yeah, I need to get
our
some
record
gas.
Executive friend, Lee. Russ Face.
Oh, Russ.
Philip Elena.
Oh, okay. Not too bad. That's not bad at all.
Those are who made bets.
That's our summer in a nutshell. If you want to see these celebrity interviews we had over the summer, you can go to KidNation.com. We had Liam Payne from One Direction. We had Austin Mahone. We had Chad Kroger.
Oh, and I met Blake Shelton.
Al met Blake Shelton. So much went down. How could you forget that, Al?
Great summer. I didn't forget it. I just didn't have time. I had it right there.
Blake Shelton.
Good summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good summer.
What else did you want to say? Big thing?
That's it.
That was a big thing?
That's it.
There you go.
We're getting the wrap-up sign, baby.
We're getting the wrap-up sign. We'll post our little list at KidNation.com so you can catch up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Mm-hmm.
This is where we get to tell you if you're crazy or not. Maybe you've been doing a couple things here.
We can diagnose.
That make your friends do that weird thing with their head, and they finally go, no, that's not normal, dude.
Did you just do that?
Do you really do that all the time? That's crazy. We'll let you know if you're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have PhDs or anything, but we've been doing it for a few years, so we've gotten good at it.
Mandy says, I listen to Halloween music and sound effects all year round to help me fall asleep. The spookier, the better. Does that make me crazy? No, he makes you love. Jenna loves you, though.
I never even thought about doing that. That's so cool.
I would have bad dreams every single night.
Courtney. What? Courtney writes us and says, I've always been afraid to be an organ donor because I'm nervous they will sell them on the black market. Does that make me crazy?
Paranoid.
I was always worried about putting organ donor on my driver's license because someone told me, that if you were in a car accident or something, that they'd be more inclined to just let you go if they wanted your
organ.
Lose
one to save 20.
Yeah.
But I put organ donor just because I feel like people would judge me if I'm not.
Exactly. Like you're selfish.
Well, what would I do?
Krista, I don't know how you get through the day.
Okay.
She says, I have to boil water to use to mop the floors in my house, and I keep refilling the mop bucket with more boiling water. If I can't see steam coming off the floors for at least 2 minutes after mopping that area, I will do it all again. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah.
So does she sit there mopping area and time it for 2 minutes?
I guess so.
Pretty
and the steam's
OCD.
Not coming. Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
And falling in on that wet floor would hurt more because it's all hot. More dangerous. You could get like a second degree burn from just falling.
I don't know.
This is something a lot of girls do. Okay. My wife loves doing, but I haven't heard many dudes that like doing this. Caleb, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So, for some odd reason, I like popping pimples.
You like popping pimples?
Yes, but not pimples. Like, my favorite type of pimples are blackheads, so those are even more rewarding.
Do you pop your own or like other people's? You like popping other people's?
Well, I mean, popping my own is not as satisfying as popping other people's pimples for some reason. So, like, I'm not going to go up to some random person, like, hey, let me pop that pimple. It's mainly my friends or like my brother or my mom. And that's mainly where I get it from. My mom and my brother have always done it to me and to each other. And so, for some reason, it's just, it's disgusting. I know it's disgusting, but for some reason, it's oddly satisfying when you get that.
Yeah, when you get a good one, when you get a big, big blackhead. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Hey, you're kind of crazy. I like popping my own, but I wouldn't pop other people's.
You should go into a career in,
esthetician.
Esthetician work.
Yeah, Caleb.
Estheticianist.
Yeah. But here's my question for you guys. I bet you there's somebody on your career that probably likes to do the same thing because it's actually quite normal.
Yeah, my girlfriend used to love doing it. She would do it to my boyfriend.
My wife loves doing it.
Yeah, girls like grooming boyfriends.
It's really
weird. Like that, yeah.
Yeah, go become an esthetician, Caleb. And you are, Kyle, you're crazy, though.
It's like you're mining for gold when you get a real going.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I just like doing the Biore strips.
Yeah, I can't do that. I'm sorry.
You've never popped another person's
pimple? No.
This one's weird. Rebecca, welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? What do you do that's weird?
I can't sleep with my feet, exposed. Like, I have to have something always covering my feet because I feel like someone's going to just grab my feet and pull me off the bed. Does that make me crazy?
Yeah, we've had that before. That is crazy.
Huh.
Is it crazy?
It's weird.
I cover my feet. I can't sleep in socks. I hate that.
Right.
But I need my feet covered, too.
I need my feet exposed.
I guess, also, too, I feel like I hate being tickled. So I don't know if it's just, the fear of someone, grabbing my feet and, tickling me or just pulling off the bed. I just can't have the bottom of my feet exposed.
Yeah. Al, crazy or not?
Not crazy.
Kelly?
No, I don't think so.
No. I'm sorry, Jenna? Babe. I know you want
not
to be crazy.
Everybody wants to be crazy so bad.
You're one out of four crazy. I think you're crazy.
She was, adding on to it.
Yeah, she's trying to. Everybody
she's
wants
really
to be crazy.
She's really trying to be crazy, but I'm sorry.
All right. This one is definitely crazy in my opinion. Shanika.
Shout out.
Hello.
What do you like to eat sometimes?
What?
I like to eat drywall.
Oh. Drywall?
Okay, that's pica. You have a condition called pica. You're aware of that?
No, but I've been told several times that that's not okay and that that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, pica is where people eat things that aren't meant to be consumed. Yeah.
Like pre-painted, fresh drywall that's been installed in the store?
Yeah. I used to work at a store and they had a hole in the back and I would occasionally go back to the back and pick little pieces of drywall and eat it.
Whoa. What's it taste like if you could equate it to another taste?
I couldn't even explain it. It's just something different. I don't do it as much anymore because my boyfriend hates it. And then I am a parent now. So
right.
I know I have to be a lot safer what I'm doing.
You stay out of my store at Home Depot. You stay out of Home Depot.
don't go to Home Depot there, Shanika.
I guess go to a restaurant, you can just start chipping off the wall and just start putting it on your plate.
Yeah, that's
appetizing.
I don't want to like it. I don't want to like it. It's just so good. And so I try to avoid it so I don't get tempted to eat it.
I would think that's kind of, out of all the non-edible things you could eat, it's probably dangerous, right?
Yeah, is it dangerous?
Chemicals?
That's what I'm being told.
Yeah, you should stop.
Do you put hot sauce on it?
It's not that easy.
It's not, because, she has an urge to eat it. Wow. I've never met somebody that does that.
You have to go to drywall rehab.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Shanika.
It is a real condition.
You're sight crazy.
The first time when you look at drywall and you're like,
Yeah.
There has to be a first time where you're I'm going to eat that.
Do you remember the first time?
I have no idea.
You don't?
I know that my mom used to have, people would put holes in the house, and so she would have to go get them patched up. And I know for sure it started at my house.
Because, you know, somebody has to be the first of everything. Somebody had to eat the first oyster. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Popping that thing.
Who was the first person that milked the cow and drank it?
Yeah, who, you know?
Yeah. Maybe one day we'll all be eating some drywall thanks to Shanika.
That's exactly right.
No. You're not crazy. Salad. You're a trailblazer, Shanika. No. Congratulations.
No, you're crazy.
Drywall fritters.
That's crazy.
Cheap date.
Very cheap day.
Very cheap.
Thank you, Shanika.
Just a little sheetrock.
Now, some people, when they're trying to go to sleep, they listen to white noise or they listen to the waves crashing, you know, get those sound machines. Not Lauren. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? What do you do?
Hi. Well, my boyfriend works overnight, so I'm at home by myself. And I don't like the silence. So instead of listening to, like, a radio, I listen to an app with a police scanner on it.
Huh. That's cool. But doesn't that get you excited?
Yes. I listen to, like, around my, like, if I hear sirens especially, like, I'm like, oh, I got to put it on real quick.
What's the craziest?
It's pretty cool to listen to.
What's the craziest thing you've ever heard on that on the scanner?
They had, like, this huge structure fire, and then this woman, I was actually in traffic. And I had the Richardson police up, but they were following a guy in a Beamer following a U-Haul, and I guess his girlfriend came and got all of his stuff, and they were none of the police could get to them, so the lady would come back all the time and say, you're at this certain intersection or whatever, and the police couldn't get to it because there was so much traffic, so that was like a 20-minute deal.
You listen to the scanner instead of the radio.
Her crazy inspired me to get a police scanner.
Yeah,
I absolutely.
That sounds interesting. Now
that's like something I'm gonna buy.
My uncle went to bed with one every night.
Really?
Yeah, just to know. He just loved. It's just that curiosity.
Yep.
And you never know.
Huh. Yeah, you're not crazy. I want to get one too. Right. Now.
Yes.
I guess you're not crazy.
Not crazy.
I was gonna vote for crazy.
You're crazy. Yeah. Just rubbed off. Actually. Yeah.
Thank you for your call. Jesse Garcia, shout out. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? What's going on in your life?
I'm deathly afraid of children. Does that make me crazy?
What do you think they're going to do to you?
I think they're going to murder me. Seriously.
What?
You know, just something since I was a kid. I think it started from that movie Pet Cemetery.
Wow.
The little kid. The old man, and it's just been with me since.
That scene where he's hiding under the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So scary.
Those kids of all ages, you're just deathly afraid of them.
Well, I mean, the younger and the cuter, the more I'm suspicious. I will trust a grown man before I trust a child.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you trust high school kids?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Okay, good.
They're not going to sneak up on you. They're a high school kid. They're practically, fully grown at that point.
Now, do you plan on having kids? I assume you don't have any at this point.
I do not have any, and I always thought I wouldn't. I think that my girlfriend may have different plans.
Yeah, of course she has different plans.
Oh, my gosh, can you imagine? He's like, there's someone at the door. That's our son.
Yeah, Jesse, you're crazy. I've never met anybody like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That might be Hall of Fame crazy. I'm not afraid of kids.
Crazy.
Congratulations, Jesse Garcia.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.
You have two chances to win up to $1,000 with Beat the Bank. How do we play that again, Al?
Well, basically, we ask for a caller, you call us up, and then boom, you're going to hear all these dollar amounts yelled at you. And when you hear one that you like, you say stop. You do that before you hear the sound effect of the bank vault door closing.
Yeah.
If that happens, and you hadn't said stop, you don't win anything. So anyway, your chance to win it up to $1,000 twice a day.
It's always random, too. We never know when that vault's going to close.
Yep.
So you just got to bow out whenever you feel like it's getting close.
Yeah.
And Kelly, what's coming up with Justin Bieber?
Well, I'll tell you in the Showbiz Top 5 what he's forbidden
to do
while promoting his new music.
And why cutting your coworker's hair is probably a bad idea. We did the experiment for you, so you don't have to do it yourself. That's coming up shortly. But I need some advice. Probably from the ladies in the room, because you guys are problem solvers. Kelly, you're pretty good. You have kids. And Jenna, you're really good at problem solving.
I am. Thank you.
Well, sometimes. Al?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'll be over here.
Thanks. So my daughter Chloe is going to turn 2 in a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And with the birthday comes a party. Now, I'm a firm believer that we should just have a small...
Did you say believer?
I didn't mean to. Believer. that we should have a small get together.
Yeah.
You know,
what did you do for Kaysen's second birthday?
We had Mickey Mouse come over, and we had like, what, 60, 70 people at my small house, Kelly?
That's not very small.
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
What did you do for Chloe's first?
For Chloe's first, I don't even remember. But, oh, yeah, we had the same thing. We had a bunch of people come over, and we had a Hello Kitty-themed party where we had to build the stand, and then we had, like, too many people at our house. This time, we got wiser. Instead of having it at our house because the cleanup's just horrible, and you end up doing it the whole weekend, we're doing it at a park.
Okay.
Which is fine.
That's fine.
And we do these parties. I could fight it and say, no, let's do the small get-together. But, no. My wife loves having her mommy friends come over with the kids. And Kelly Raspberry loves looking at the hot husbands that my wife's friends marry.
Oh, seriously.
Yeah.
I've never seen such hot. I mean, are they all happy daddies?
Yeah.
They're all happy. Okay.
They're pretty happy.
I'm available again.
Yeah, of course.
The good part about having it at a park, you don't have to worry about the house cleanup.
Exactly.
Though, you know?
And you pay a small fee. It's like, I think we're paying like $25 or $50 just to get that area. Perfect. Yeah. So we sent my wife sent out an invite yesterday.
Yeah.
And within 3 minutes of my RSVP, because she made me RSVP, because she says it looks better if I do that, even though I'm going to be there, because I'm setting up and driving. She came into the room saying, Jose, no way. First of all, it's wrong.
She didn't say, no way, Jose.
It's no way, Jose, Al.
Yeah, duh.
She had it all wrong. So I'm thinking I'm in trouble because of what I wrote in the RSVP, because I was trying to be funny.
What'd you write?
I put, yes, I'm coming, unless we end up on Maury, and she ends up not being my kid. Ha ha.
It's always a possibility, you know.
Happy birthday, Chloe.
Yeah. Paternity test pending.
Sometimes I forget some people may take those jokes seriously, but that's not what she was mad about.
Okay.
She somehow started looking at the list because people started sending in their yeses and nos. Kelly can't make it. Mm. All that stuff. And she goes, I don't know who these people are. And I said, what do you mean you don't know who these people are? You made the RSVP. Well, how do you not, like, your phone number's on there, our address is on there, the park where we're having the birthday party's on there.
Oh, no.
And she goes, yeah, these people are complete strangers. And she goes, there are people I kind of talked to back in the day, then there's complete strangers, and then there's my single friends. Let's be honest, Jenna, you don't want to go to a kid party. They're whooping, right?
Yeah.
Single people don't like to go to kids' parties.
Hot dads are there, Jenna.
Yeah, but they're unavailable.
Yeah, they're unavailable. It's just a whooping for single people.
Not available.
It is.
Because normally it's like a Sunday morning.
You're hungover. Like, I get it.
So how did these strangers get invited?
We have no idea. But it's already been sent out. And so my wife is sitting there going, like, how do I fix this? And she goes, oh, I can mark them as no. So she starts marking everybody as no. And I say no because the Evite was sent to their email. So they could come on to our Evite and click yes.
Yeah.
And they can show up because they were technically invited. So she starts freaking out. And now I don't know what we can do because we already got the park set up. We already paid for it. We know where we're doing this. So we go throughout the day. I was like, we'll take care of it later. And I'm trying to sleep. And at midnight, she wakes up and she goes, what if we hire a bouncer?
Mm. Wait a second.
Wait, what?
Okay, so you don't know some of these people, or they are just...
We don't know.
They are... So was it a public Evite, or did it message all of her contacts?
I think it might have gotten contacts that were on some other Evites that she was on, and we don't, like...
Are we supposed to click an ad?
I thought so.
Yeah, I think there's a way to sync an Evite with your contacts.
You can't kick out people who were legitimately invited.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So she wants to hire a bouncer, and I'm like, first of all, you can't have a bouncer at a two-year-old birthday party. They're expensive, and that's going to look really weird.
But if she ended up tagging everybody for one of these, if she ended up tagging everybody that she was that was on some adult party list, you know, I was not say adult, I mean an adult party,
right?
Or even worse, an adult theme party,
exactly.
Oh, then they're gonna be thinking, oh man, and then really bad.
She wakes up at 2 a.m. She literally was waking up like every couple hours. She wakes up at 2 a.m. She wakes me up. She goes, "What if we switch the park and then you stay at the first location and send the people?" And I'm the bad guy because I got to sit there and tell these people, hey, you're not invited. What do I do?
You could send out a blast to everybody in the original Evite.
Right.
And say, due to circumstances beyond our control, Chloe's birthday party is canceled.
Okay.
Boom. We'll keep you posted on further details.
And then call.
Party canceled, right?
Yeah.
Then you issue a new Evite.
Specifically for?
For the people that you want to be there.
But what if my wife does it again?
Well, then you got to help her with it. I'm just saying, send back an e-blast to everybody saying this party is canceled.
Yeah.
And then send a new Evite with just to the people that you want to be
or
there.
Specifically call or text the people that I'm assuming that, you know, there's 20, 30 people yeah. that you know that you want to be there. Just make it a little bit more personal for those people.
What does the RSVP list look like?
What do you mean?
Like, who's RSVP?
How many people?
Yeah, how many?
Or give me a number here.
Oh, this morning? I don't know. Like,
how many did you end up inviting?
I'll pull it
up and see. Oh, 20. How many did we invite? I think she invited like 100 people accidentally.
Well, look at all the gifts you're going to get for Chloe.
Yeah.
Look at the bright
strangers
side.
Come.
Can you tell how many people have RSVP'd?
Well, you've got 7 yeses.
Yes.
But they have, like, one person said all 4 of us will be there.
Yeah, so there's plus.
Do you have to provide food for these 100 people?
Yeah, we got to provide the food and the treats for the kids. You and have goodie bags.
You want to rent my pizza oven, Chuck? Pizza.
Really?
I said, do you want to rent it?
Do I get the homie discount?
Yeah, I get a homie discount. Yeah. Hook it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I might rent Al's truck.
Bounce house? I got it, dude. Whatever
oh, that's
need.
Right.
Make this a money-making opportunity for me.
Since you lost out your business yesterday.
Yeah, right.
Al closed down his bar yesterday. And like 50 people were supposed to show up and sing karaoke.
Oh, man.
From India.
Just close for one day.
Rich businessmen.
Oh, boy.
I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
So I can definitely close out that Evite, tell them stay tuned, and then send out a new one.
That's, you know, if you really are adamant about these people not showing up, that's the only thing you can do.
That's the easiest way. Just the blanket. Like, just, the party's been canceled, and then resend it to the few.
Or just look at it as an opportunity to make new friends.
There you go.
Jenna, would you be hurt if, you know, we took back the invite?
You mean the invite I never got?
Oh, you didn't? You didn't get it?
It got sent
She's
to 100
not on
people
the list.
Of
out.
All the single people we would have invited, you're invited.
Yeah, that's what I'd be worried about. The creepy one that's like, I don't even know this person. He showed up alone with no kid.
Yeah, and then they leave with my kid.
What if you charge a cover charge?
Yeah.
To help cover the cost of the party?
Either that or
that's
you know,
tacky.
The
out.
People that don't know you probably are not going to pay to come in, but your
Is
friends
it tacky?
Might pay.
People have cash bars at weddings. Is that tacky?
No, the cash bar's cool because they got to make money.
Oh, really?
The bartender's got to make money. Did I have a cash bar? Did
no,
I?
No, but you ran out and kid had to go buy more.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
I don't know about the strangers in a bounce house and the lawsuits that could ensue from that.
Oh. Yeah, we'll get on that. We'll keep you posted, Kelly.
All right. Yeah, keep me posted.
Jenna, we'll keep
I got
you posted.
A lot riding on this since I'm not going to be there anyway.
Al.
Yeah.
What's up, dude?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Definitely get to kidtv.com right now because you're going to want to see this next break.
Oh, boy.
But real quick, the big news around the world is the whole One Direction taking a break. A lot of girls thinking it's a breakup.
That's it. It's not like the Chinese stock market
right.
or it's not you know, Donald Trump. Or
it's One Direction.
It's One Direction.
One
That's
Direction
the big
is,
news around the
apparently
world.
Apparently not. And the guys that, the three gentlemen that saved the train in France. But
they come in a close second to One Direction.
Don't worry. The One Direction guys responded. They said they're not going anywhere. It's going to be fine, ladies. But Jimmy Kimmel noticed something when this was being reported by the news. Because everybody's saying One Direction is going in different directions.
Mm-hmm. One Direction will ultimately go in different directions.
One Direction may be headed in different directions.
Is One Direction going in different directions?
One Direction going in different directions?
One Direction heading in different directions?
Wow.
One Direction apparently going in different directions.
They're going in their different directions.
One Direction may be headed in different directions.
One Direction will be going in different directions.
One Direction is going in, you may say, a different direction.
One Direction are to go their separate ways in several different directions.
Oh, yeah. Unfortunately, Jimmy Kimmel's people missed one.
One Direction are going in their own separate direction.
Hey, in all fairness, what? Or at least to give myself some credit here, I recorded that at 4 a.m.
That's right, you did it
I
first.
I think I was first.
Once again, hashtag
hit
Jenna hit it first.
Thank you, guys. Man, I should have been more original.
You didn't know they were going to copy
direction
you.
One Direction are going different ways.
One Direction going everywhere.
Everybody, welcome Elena into the studio. We were going to do Tinder Tuesday today.
Hi.
Were?
But good morning.
Is there a but?
We decided to go a different direction. Because Elena did something after work yesterday that may have ruined Trey's life.
How did this come about?
Because Trey's in here as well.
I cannot stop looking at it.
I'm walking out the door yesterday. Oh, what you got going on, Trey? Oh, I'm going to get a haircut. Elena goes, I'll cut it for you.
I say, okay.
By the way, happy birthday today.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah, today's
happy birthday, Trey.
So, yeah, a typical haircut for you costs how much?
I'm like sure 30 bucks, 35,
30
whatever.
What?
Oh, what a big spender.
Dude, why don't you go to Supercuts?
Where do you go?
That's
the,
how much it is.
The place where they like...
Wow.
Your haircut should not very clear cost that much.
Well, but this haircut just
that
cost
one definitely shouldn't have.
By the way, if you can't get to Kid TV, which please do.
So
we will post pictures up at kidnation.com.
So I said, sure, Elena, cut my hair. She goes, it's going to look horrible. And I go, okay, sure, Elena, cut my hair. And then we periscoped the whole thing, and this is what came out.
Will you turn around?
Okay,
so, awesome.
She was just trying to do a bad
Elena,
job.
Elena, were you trying to do a bad job?
A good job. Well, I mean, he said I could do whatever I wanted, and you hate so him that much? You hate him.
Have you cut
No, I love Trey.
Have you ever cut hair before? A man's head?
Yeah, actually, my ex, I always cut his hair. Granted, I was just like
buzzer. Was this the look
buzzer
you gave him? Is this a look you've done before?
No, I tried to do something a little bit more original.
I think I'm the trendsetter in the office. Let's be honest.
Okay, let's describe the hair. So, Elena, you went with extremely short up top,
well,
almost like a buzz.
His hair was pretty long, and he's got some natural curl in it. So I definitely...
This is like a Rogaine before.
You look like you have the mange.
Yeah. Like, I want to do like straight out in the hospital.
Yeah.
No, but you bending over like that is my new favorite thing.
It's like straight out the puppy mill.
Seriously.
Yeah, because Mr. Barrett, the guy that lived across next door to us, I had a dog, Champ, German Shepherd. Him and Mr. Barrett never got along. And he'd pour water on Champ, hot water, and put, rest his soul, Champ and Mr. Barrett.
What?
But he would have spots in him because of the
why? Because
that's animal abuse.
I don't know. This was years ago. I'm not trying to get Mr. Barrett in trouble.
She's but Debbie Downer.
Like.
Wait, so she left the little tendril
like
in the front, and then it's
like
patchy. Patchy and totally uneven, and then you, of course, got the extended rat tail in the back.
Know it. You got to go with the extended rat tail. That's what the ladies like.
It's a mini mullet.
Do you have a birthday date tonight? No, of course not.
Well, obviously not. But I think it looks just as good as it did when I walked to the door yesterday. It's really not the end of the world.
Oh, we need to get...
That actually might be true. I mean, I do love you so much, but it wasn't... It was looking pretty rough yesterday before I cut your hair.
It looks a lot worse on Kid TV than I thought it did.
Yeah. See, I walked in this morning, and I saw the pictures on our Facebook page, and I was expecting the worst because it looked horrible on our Facebook page. And I walked in, and I said, it's not that bad, Trey, until you get them in light. Once you get him in light and you could see his scalp, that's when it...
Yeah, compare, like the camera adds baldness.
Compare his haircut to ringworm.
I'd take the ringworm.
Let's go point, counterpoint. Right?
Now, Trey, you've always said this. Do you still think you're one of the best-looking guys in the office?
Top three still.
Top three.
It'll go George, Nick, me.
Why do you put George first? Because he's the boss?
Well, yeah.
Well, George is a handsome man.
Yeah, he is a good-looking dude.
He has good hair.
Silver fox.
Yeah.
Hanging on to that hair.
I'll go 6 months without a haircut. Just get it short the first time around and just let it grow and grow and grow. And then, like, the Christmas party will come around.
How does your hair grow? Does it grow?
It's real slow going, but it's all curly and it just kind of bunches up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. And see, Trey wears a hat almost every day. So... I'm actually really excited about the fact that you're not wearing one today.
We gotta let it breathe.
We need to find Trey a date for his. Today's your birthday, Trey.
That's right.
We need to find you a date, and then we need to send you to the fanciest restaurant.
You can't get a date with hair like that.
I think I kind of look like the guy from Walk the Moon.
Yeah,
and the Shut Up and Dance guy.
Yeah. If you still have Trey's phone number, phone number, and you want to go on a date with him for his birthday to a very fancy restaurant, go ahead and call him.
I don't think anybody would want to be seen with him like that.
No. Well, that's the bit.
No.
Just waiting for it.
No one. Nothing.
Nobody
I got my phone,
your phone number.
I know a guy that would.
Oh, yeah. During the summer, Al gave away.
One of our listeners is just praying that you're closeted.
Is it the same guy that keeps calling me, leaving me voicemails?
Maybe. I don't know. Did he message you on Facebook about seeing him at the deli?
Yes.
I ran into him at a bar this weekend.
He's in the building?
No, he works very close to the building. But
really?
Yeah, I ran into him at a bar this weekend.
Sir, if you would like to come down and sing happy birthday to Trey tomorrow or today, whenever you want.
Yeah, come on down.
How long about again?
Preferably not.
Okay.
I've told him, as far as I know, you're not gay. But how much do I really know
about you, Trey? He is really critical, though. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's the pickiest guy.
He is.
She's not hot.
I walk into that man room and there's things that I'm like, I never want to leave because I can't imagine what you would say about me when I walked out the door.
Mm-hmm. Well, what have they said about me, Elena?
Oh, they wouldn't stuff, dare. They've said some stuff.
They have.
Can you round?
No. We'll see what they would do to you. You know what I'm saying?
Can
like
you?
What?
Trey, what'd you say?
I know the bit.
She's absolutely radiant. And I think that she is an angel sent from heaven.
I actually may have heard. I think I have heard that one.
Thank you, Elena. Mm-hmm. That's at least a little bit of payback for what you've done to my hair.
1 to 10, I'm assuming, the number of weeks since you've taken your last bath.
Good question.
He probably showers. I would think weeks? More of a shower.
Shower. Any water.
Like 0.7? 0.7 weeks?
What?
Okay.
So, in like four days? Five days? Somewhere in there?
4 days?
No, I'm not Jenna.
Got 4 days of funk.
I love that joke.
Got 4 days of funk on you, and he wants a birthday date.
I bet he showered yesterday.
Probably. Elena,
I had to get all the hair off the back of the neck, so yeah. I had to shower.
And you were wearing your nicest shirt yesterday, so that's going to be itchy for a while.
Because I won't wash it for another...
Exactly.
0.7 weeks.
Elena, are you going to pursue this haircutting business?
I offered. If anybody wants a haircut, I'm available. It may look better. It may look worse. It's kind of just a... Show up and find out.
I
so,
GoFundMe for Trey.
Please people, fix that.
People can sue for that, can't they? Can people sue for bad haircut?
Not if you if you come in knowing.
Yeah.
Then he knew. I said this is going to be the worst haircut of your life.
And I have clippers at home. I'll just buzz it here in a couple of days when it stops being funny.
If you want to check out Trey's haircut, do go to our Facebook page. Go to KidNation.com.
It's sad. If you need a haircut, let me know.
Watch the replay.
I do accept walk-ins.
So. On Kid TV.
We could start a GoFundMe page.
Yeah, GoFundMe.
It's not about outer beauty, guys.
It's a big old hole.
About the inner beauty.
Okay, Trey.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.